Hello?
Mr. Lewis, sir. There you are.
Hello, home?
Well, Mr. President.
Where'd I find you, at home?
Well, I'm at home for a change, yes, sir.
Well, what did you think of your friend Lindsay?
Well, it was to be expected, and I think it's good riddance. I remember you said at the, I guess it was Gridiron one time, that you'd be glad to have John Lindsay switch because you'd like to have him in the Republican Party. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as a matter of fact, the poor fellow has made such a mess of New York City. And
sure.
the Democrats are not welcoming him with two,
no place to go.
And I think in a way, Reagan made a good statement. He really, he said, we're glad to have him move over. And then millions of Democrats, of course, will now see that they ought to move into the Republican Party.
Right, that's a good point.
Right.
That's what will happen, don't you think? I mean,
this is the trend. The trend is it's going to be that way. And, of course, basically in the whole foreign policy front, which he's been yakking about, we're pulling the rug out from him so fast.
Well, he was miserable this afternoon trying to make a case on the Vietnam War.
There's
very little going on there.
There's very little going on, and he doesn't know what's going to happen in the future. The China thing and all the rest, it drives him right up the wall.
He's absolutely frantic. He doesn't know where to go. I'm sure that, he won't get anywhere in that party. That machine will cut him to ribbons, won't it?
Oh, well, they don't want a guy in there that competes with them. Right. How have you been? Everything fine?
Just fine, yeah. There was some rumor that you were going up to that thing at Lowell Thomas this weekend.
I could, no, I'm going to be in... I have to go out on a trip across the country tomorrow. Next week I'm going to, I'll be in New York Tuesday for the Knights of Columbus, the first time a president ever spoke to them. And then on to Illinois for the Illinois State Fair, and on to, Jackson Hole, and then, then to Dallas for the VFW, and then on to California.
Oh, that's great.
So.
We're going to Wyoming for 1 week ourselves. Alco and Edie and our kids, we're all going out to... We're not going to Jackson Hole. We're going to a place called Old Baldy, which is George Storer's ranch.
Marvelous.
In Saratoga for a week.
Beautiful country, yeah. Right, right, right.
But it seems to me things are going on swimmingly, Mr. President.
Yeah. Look, the main thing is that the only thing people are concerned about is the economy, but don't worry about it. It's going to come back.
I'm sure it will.
And, not only, it is back, it's just a question of this,
right.
The people getting a little frightened about this or that. Well, the indicators are going to be better.
You hear a lot of flack from the conservatives about the China situation, but they don't know anything.
Well, they aren't seeing the big play.
That's right, they're not at all. They don't
the sensible conservatives see it, but
they do.
Yeah.
They don't see your game against the Russians,
right? Right, right.
I don't know if you talked to Bill Buckley or not.
No, well, we're trying. He's been out of the country.
Right.
Henry's going to have a talk with him, I think, Thursday of this week or tomorrow, Friday. He's going to try, right? He'll do some good.
He's a decent fellow.
A fine man, yeah.
He's probably got his consistency.
Right.
Incidentally, Mr. President, Jeff Hart, who you may not know, is.
Oh, yeah, I know this book, yeah.
He's finished that book now, and it looks very good to me.
Good.
And
good.
He's sending bits and pieces of it down to the people who he's quoting.
Right.
Cannon, Price, it looks very good.
Good.
So
good. 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 Well, after we'll have a chance to have a talk, perhaps after Labor Day, and get to see what's going on. But you can be sure that there's a lot more going on than meets the eye at the moment.
Well, there always is. I just marvel at it. I think it's very wonderful.
Okay, Hope.
Best of luck.
I give my best to the Admiral.
Oh, thank you very much. Be back home.